Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to be joined in this segment by John Wayne. No, no, not that John Wayne. He's dead. The John Wayne that's very much alive and is very active in politics and bringing you the truth on his own show. And he has a really interesting handle on things. And we're going to be talking about some things that he's going to bring up. We're going to start with election fraud. I want his reaction to what's going on here with Fox News 10 attempted election fraud here in Phoenix. It's just unbelievable, folks. You will not believe this story. But before we join John, I have to do some business. Can I say that the railroad strike is going to happen after the election? They won't let them go out now, or they otherwise would. I'm hearing from the railroad workers. And I told you 6 weeks ago, this strike was going to happen, and Biden says, oh, no, the strike is settled. No, it's not. They just won't let them walk out until after the election, so it doesn't affect the election. Diesel fuel to run out when? You got it. Say it. After the election. And then the Saudis have made a secret oil deal with the Chinese that's leaked out, and they're going to exclude the United States. Can you say that we're not going to get anything shipped? This is the beginning of potential famine, people freezing to death. Listen to me. You better get the storable food while you can. Restaurant quality, 2,000 calories per day, 25-year shelf life, and you get a balanced set of meals here. Just don't go get it at the grocery store because you'll buy what you like and your meals will be unbalanced. You'll get sick of eating the same thing. So go to preparewithdave.com, and what do you get? Well, you get a company with integrity that doesn't lie on its labels. We don't. Some do. You get a company that still has held the price, not raised their prices. And they have a special, $250 off the 12-week special. And you're saying, okay, but I want more than 12 weeks. Okay, order them in 12-week segments and get the $250 savings all the way through. You go, oh, Dave, that's a good idea. Thank you. That's why I'm behind the microphone. LOL. I'm kidding. But I'm not kidding about the product. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Also, too, if you have food, you better have water. And, of course, they're going to be doing the power saving with what's coming with the lack of energy. And they'll be shutting down your grid for quite a while at a time. And so what will you do when you can't get water? Well, you're going to have to scavenge. So it could be snow, could be runoff, could be ponds, swimming pools, lakes, whatever. But you better have a way to purify it. And the Alexa Pure Pro water filter is the best there is. They have the research to prove it. And they published it at waterwithdave.com. And they, too, like the people at MPS, My Patriot Supply, with the food, they, too, have not raised prices, and they have specials. So you go to the food, preparewithdave.com, the water filtration, waterwithdave.com, and those two. Now, we have one more to do. They're going to crash the economy. We all agree on that, right? Okay. So would it be a good idea for you to be much more diversified than you are now? I hope you'd say yes, because of the fact that, well, I'm a customer of Noble Gold, and I'm inviting you to do the same thing. They have diversified me where, yes, I'll take some hits, but I won't be destroyed. I won't be obliterated with my finances. And you have an opportunity to do the same thing. They have all kinds of programs available, whether it's Invest in Silver, which is the Green New Deal, precious metal, and you really should look at this. Or they'll just diversify what assets you have, or they'll convert your soon-to-be worthless IRA and 401k into what? A gold-backed one that you own and you control, and the bank can't keep it. You go, oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, it is. Now, I have to say this, okay? Only the federal government can commit fraud and not admit to it, so I have to give the standard disclaimer. Past earnings are no reflection of future earnings, and every investment carries an inherent risk. Okay, now that we've said that and we have our big boy pants on, you all know that. So here's what you do. You call Noble Gold, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347, and tell them Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show said what a great experience he's had, not as an advertiser, but as a customer. Well, John Wayne has his own radio show. He's from the Hawkeye State, the state where my parents grew up. And he's reporting on the front lines of several critical issues. And we're going to get into an issue that most of you have not heard of that he's going to bring up. However, before we do, John, I want to welcome you to the show. And we were having such a good discussion about Kerry Lake, I thought we should continue this, and I want to get your reaction, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. And
thanks for having me.
No, it's great to have you. But here's what's happening. Kerry Lake is a former Fox News 10 anchor, 27 years, the number one broadcaster in Phoenix, won all kinds of awards. And after the 2020 election, she said, I can't read this garbage. I can't read these lies. This election was stolen and everybody knows it. She quit her job. She did not quit and immediately go into politics. She quit sitting around dormant. And people said, you know what? She's attractive. She's intelligent. She's well-spoken. Her heart's in the right place. Let's get Kerry Lake to run for governor. It wasn't her idea. So she runs for governor against an extreme leftist who's voted for open borders, voted for every tax increase you'd ever want to see. She's as corrupt as the day is long. I played a tape on my website from this Katie Hobbs, this extreme leftist who's now the Secretary of State screwing up our elections. She said when she got elected to that position by George Soros money, she said, it's my job. And excuse me, she talks like a 90s Valley girl. So pardon the poor imitation here. It's my job as Secretary of State to get Democrats elected and keep them elected. Why don't you just say we're going to cheat all we can? Well, cheating, they are. Here's what happened. Last week, a person broke into Katie Hobbs' headquarters, probably located in some basement somewhere because she refuses to debate Kerry Lake. So she's doing the Joe Biden hide in the basement kind of thing. Okay, so she won't debate. And this guy broke in, and we got his picture. And Fox News 10, who used to be Kerry's home station, they blanked out his face. And they said he was an operative of Kerry Lake breaking into her opponent's headquarters. Unbelievable. No proof. They didn't check the story out. And what ended up happening is this guy just got out of jail for what? Burglary. And he's not political. And he just was finding the crime of opportunity, not connected to anybody political. He's just out stealing whatever he can. And, of course, the Democratic mayor of Phoenix, Kate Gallegos, trained by Klaus Schwab in the Young Global Leaders Program, is trying to get as much no-cash bail as possible. And he got out almost immediately, only to commit a crime again. But they took this as an opportunity to blame Kerry Lake, and the media ran with it and said, she did it. Look what she did. Watergate 2.0. And then when the guy's true nature came out, they go, oh, well, we got excrement on our face. And Kerry Lake held a press conference and just eviscerated them. Now, listen to this. On the same day that the polls came out and said Kerry Lake was up by 11 points, Fox News 10 was doing a newscast on an unrelated issue to the election. And they flashed those election graphics we see. And it said that Katie Hobbs, her opponent, had won the election. It had one of those red-blue graphics, 53% to 47%, and the red check was next to Katie Hobbs, meaning the election's over. This was 12 days before the election. This appeared live on screen at Fox News 10 here in Phoenix. If this isn't voter fraud and collusion, I don't know what is. So, John, should I tell them about what I did?
Sure, go for it. Yeah.
I called the station. I got some moron there that wasn't well-trained. And I said, well, I'd like to interview someone about this event. One, about why you people didn't check out the facts on the burglary, and you got excrement on your face. And I said, and number two, how you could run this graphic? And she said, well, who are you with? And I said, I'm with the Common Sense Show and all the various medias. I said, we have TV, radio, podcast. And I even mentioned, I said, we're in the top one half of 1% of 3 million podcasts as rated by Listen Notes. And I said, so it's really worth your time to have a spokesperson come on my show before I report it with your no comment. And she said, well, I've never heard of you. And I said, well, you should, because I got about 10 times more listeners than you do, according to the ratings. And I said, so it's worth your time to get the exposure, too. She hung up on me. And that's a true story. They hung up on me. So
you struck a nerve. You know, and the thing is, as well, is we know they're going to try to steal it. and they're doing everything in their power to steal it. Now, my big question is was this intentional, or did somebody at the station, let's just throw that on there and let people see that for a second, and then, see what we can get, in response. I don't know which way that goes, but we see it for what it is. And then I find it absolutely ironically insane, amazing that some guy totally not affiliated with any of this at all whatsoever basically trips into it and then breaks everything wide open.
Yeah, well, in the aftermath, here's what they've done, John. Fox News 10 is now blaming the Associated Press. That's total BS. Because when they prepare those graphics, it goes into a computer with a live connection feed to Election Central. But the Election Central is not up and running yet because it was 12 days before the election, so they wouldn't be sending out anything. So they've already concocted this graphic to run it on their TV screen during their news as a big F you to Carrie Lake for calling them out. That's what I think happened here.
I can see that, absolutely. I mean, this just goes to show how absolutely far out and desperate these people really are, because they know they've been had, they know they've been outed, and they know that they're absolutely beyond corrupt and usurping this nation, and not only the nation, I mean the states for which they are supposed to be governing over.
That's all right. When they totally go broke and they all need jobs, they can go to elementary schools and be drag queens.
Oh, God. I don't doubt that. That's probably where they would head. That's what they would do. It's just gotten to the point where these people are so vile, disgustingly vile, that they need to be thrown out on their rear ends after the election. And unfortunately, like you said, and like what we're talking about right now, way before the election even has started, they're tabulating the votes and saying, "Well, this is who's won."
Yeah, that's what it appears to be happening.
That only happens in third world nations.
No, it doesn't. We have third world rulers in our country. Actually, we have children. I mean, if you just look at the cabinet, John, you've got Pete Buttigieg. What has he done for the supply chain? Nothing. And when he was mayor in Indiana, he couldn't even fix a pothole. I mean, people made fun of him.
And I think the only thing I know of is he had to rename a bridge because the bridge was offensive. I heard that. I don't know. It's just weird. Go ahead.
I know. I hear you. So what happened when the supply chain was falling apart? He went on parental leave his first few weeks in office. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Weren't you hired to do a job? And you go on parental leave? Unbelievable. But then you have Granholm, who's the energy secretary. I don't know if you've ever heard her talk, John, about energy. She has no idea what she's talking about. She got pinned down. It was on one of the obscure stations, like CNBC, I think it was. And they tried to pin her down. I was actually kind of shocked. Well, ma'am, when you do this, won't this happen? She had no idea. She didn't understand market forces. She didn't get it. She's a complete, absolute, total moron. And then you got Kamala Word Salad Harris, who heals in the air Harris. You draw your own conclusion. That's how she climbed the ladder of politics. She's never had a real job. And when you hear her talk, you got to wonder, did she get her law degree at Kmart? It was Kmart Correspondent School of Law. I mean, you go through these people, and you look at Pelosi. It's time to call a spade a spade, okay?
That's right.
Pelosi gets so drunk at nights in the House that the Secret Service has to drive her home. That's a well-known story. I've known this for years. And I've kind of left it alone because I'm thinking, okay, that's out there. But it's time to call these people out for their character, for their immaturity, for their low-life behaviors. You got Mitch McConnell. See, it's not just the Democrats. Mitch McConnell, his wife's parents control the six major communist Chinese ports. He makes $25 million a year off of that kind of operation, and he won't talk about defending Taiwan. He's pulled the funding from 8 Republican senators, so they lose and the Democrats retain control. And all the time, he's supposed to be Republican. And some of the people are pissed at me in Kentucky because I've called him out for not recalling him.
You know, two words, term limits.
Yeah, I hear you. There you go, brother. You know, there you go.
These people have found themselves through criminality into areas of power for which they should not be in. You know, term limits is one way to, you know, begin to try to straighten this out, but it needs to go beyond that. The people that have committed, usurped, or, you know, committed treason and or usurped against this nation and or their states need to be held accountable. They need to be put in a 5x9 concrete holding cell until we figure out exactly what we should do with such people. I mean, we already know what the law states, so, you know, I mean, we just depends on how far that would go. But we need to take our nation back and our states back, or we're going to lose them. And that's one thing interesting about here where I live. You know, during COVID-19, our governor didn't shut things down. Kim Reynolds kept everything open, everything going. The school's open and running. The store's open and running. And one of the mottos for her campaign is, you know, since Iowa worked, America still works. And it's like, you got a point. You know, and this Sidney Axne that's running against her.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, what a disaster.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. I mean, disaster doesn't even, you know, that doesn't even do it justice. I mean, this woman is just absolutely beyond insane leftist and wants to see the country destroyed. And the state, here this state, probably one of the best states in the country, to be quite frankly honest, completely clobbered to where we can't do anything at all. And, you know, I don't see she ain't going to get in there. The only way they'd be able to do it, like you said, is with and or by through treating. And I don't know. I don't know. I don't think they would. I don't think there's no way they could pull it off here, Dave. I really don't.
I do. Extreme election interference. Let me give you an example, John. The ballot boxes, they're not supervised. Someone can walk up and put 20, 50, 100 in. And who would be the wiser?
Right.
And they're now covering their license plates when they do it. We've caught them on tape here in Arizona. And it's interesting, the media won't report that. But the people that show up to videotape, they've been sued for infringement of privacy. And by the way, the courts ruled against that lawsuit. But the deal is the media won't report what's being investigated. They only report the investigators.
Right.
It's kind of like the abortion clinic thing, right? So they report on the pastors praying on the sidewalks legally and in their First Amendment, and now they're being arrested by Merrick Garland, but they're not talking about the baby killing that's going on inside. And I want to say this, too. I'm going to put this on the record. I don't care who likes it or doesn't like it. I don't give a crap. If the Democrats will kill babies, who won't they kill?
That's right. I mean, they'll stop at nothing. You know, I mean, and, you know, kind of, you know, jokes aside, you know, they get away with murder. Literally, they get away with murder. You know, and the thing is the only thing they're able to run on these, in this campaign is, you know, what is this? Do you want this governor to completely stop abortion? Do we need somebody that radical to stop abortion? Now, come on. I mean, are things that inverted? Are things that upside down? Because I think abortion in itself is just about as bad as you can go and as evil and as vile as anything can get. And here they are running on this as if that's going to help them. I don't see how killing babies will help anybody win anything. I'm sorry for getting a little bit loud.
No, you're right, though. I mean, look at, they say, my body, my choice. Sure as hell wasn't that way with the vaccine mandates, now was it?
Sure as hell was not. That's right. You know, and that's the thing. See, whatever's good for them, or how's that go? What's I have literally lost it.
That's all right. It happens to the best
mind
of us.
Block.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you're making Joe Biden feel human now. sorry, I couldn't resist. All kidding aside now. You know what? It's so funny. After Fetterman's disastrous debate with Oz, where this guy couldn't say any, I mean, if UFOs flew by the planet and watched that debate and they only heard Fetterman, they'd say there's no intelligent life on that planet. Let's just move on. Because Fetterman was a disaster. But here's what's interesting. Biden came out in the media yesterday and said, he made a lot of sense to me. Tucker, the blind leading the blind. Can you imagine putting these two in a room along with Kamala Harris, Word Salad Harris moderating a conversation between those two? I would pay to see that. They could charge me a ticket and I would show up for that.
Well, you couldn't put a gun to my head to make me be the stenographer, though.
Oh, my God. You'd probably end up drawing pictures. Is this the best they can do? They have so many bad candidates. Are you familiar with Maggie Hassan?
No, and I probably am glad I ain't.
Oh, okay. Let me help you with this, okay? This may be the best story of the day. Maggie Hassan, I wrote about her, oh gosh, I don't know, 7-8 years ago maybe. And she was running this academy for Muslim children. She's a Muslim. No big deal, okay? And you can run academy for whoever you want. But they were exclusionary to Christians. They were exclusionary to anyone who wasn't Muslim. Okay, you can make that argument, okay, well, they have a right to be private, blah, blah, blah. Even Christian schools don't keep the atheists out. They usually hope they can convert them. But here's what they did. In the curriculum, they were training kids that jihad was good, Christians are bad, America's bad. This was her school. My God. Now she's in the Senate with these kind of beliefs. Oh. I wrote about this. Go ahead, look it up on my website. Maggie Hassan, before she was ever in government. And, I mean, the views there are so reprehensible. And it has nothing to do whether it's Muslim or Jewish or Hindu. It doesn't matter. It's the exclusionary, prejudicial nature and how she condones violence.
Right, the ideology itself.
Yeah, she condones violence. And what's interesting about that, too, is good old Maggie Hassan will not debate her opponent. And unfortunately, Mitch McConnell's pulled his money after he caught up. So,
well, the thing is these people, over the past 3 years, they've really proven who and what they really are to the American people and so many more. You know, I mean, the countries around the world are, we are the laughing stock of the world right now because of what happened in 2020 and what continues to happen. And like I said there, and we've said it before, Dave, these people will not stop to save their own rear ends. They won't stop at nuclear war to do such, to save their own skin, and the criminality is so over the top, it's off the charts, that obviously I can see why Vlad Putin is a little, irked at the United States. Well, look what we've allowed and allotted ourselves to become. All the things that are legal here that are perverse in Russia, you go to jail for them things. If you go to a school dressed up as some kind of a demonic looking clown, you're going to go to jail. Wow. And that is just, I don't know. You got the Orthodoxy, and nobody ever speaks of the Russian Orthodoxy, the church over there, and we see what's going on in our churches here and everywhere else around the world. But the Russians, for whatever reason, they have their stuff together. I hate to be, say that, because I don't want to be painted as a Russian conspiracist.
Well,
but
I would say this though: Putin's still a thug.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying, and I do agree. I mean, the Russians are on the right side of a couple of issues here. One, it's Zelensky that provoked the Ukraine situation because he was killing Russians in Donbass region. And eventually Putin said enough's enough. And if you're going to bring this criminal organization into NATO, I'm going to stop it. I don't think he was justified in how far he went. I think he was right to try to protect the Russians in Donbass. He should have done a forced evacuation, brought the tanks in, not fire, and lead these people out. That's how I would have done it. But Russia's on the right side of a lot of issues. Gold-backed currency as opposed to the digital hell mark of the beast that's coming this way from the World Economic Forum and the Bank of International Settlements, where they can control every transaction and prevent you from buying and selling. It's the Bible, folks. It's the the tribulation. So Russia's on the right side of that.
You know, and to see that for what it is and how this is all coming together, you know, in scripture in its own right,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the kings of the East, and, you know, how close do you really think we are, Dave? How close do you think we are to something on such a level that we've never seen it before on such a level?
Well, you know? You heard me in the ad for the storable food.
Mm-hmm.
You heard me mention the diesel shortage, the yep. impending railroad strike in which 62% of all food and agriculture is transferred by rail. The Saudis have now made a secret deal with the Chinese. Xi Jinping was in Saudi Arabia. I don't know if you knew that or not. That's leaked out. The nature of the agreement was told to me by a couple military guys, ex-military, who are well-connected. It's exclusionary to the United States. In other words, the Middle East could cut off the U.S. oil supply entirely, which I'm sure Biden doesn't mind.
Right.
He won't start anything up. And so if you look at all this, how far will they go? Well, the economy will be officially collapsed before Christmas if these things go unchecked. And I don't know if it's too late to fix it or not. I mean, they could start producing in Texas now at record rates around the clock, and I don't think they can stop what's coming. They might be able to turn it back around, but it might take 6 months to a year of suffering.
Right. I mean, so the damage has already been done, you know, and, you know, and these people, they continue to, you know, take the crowbar to the sandbox and tear it up. It's insane
to see how that's their mission, though.
Allowed to, well, absolutely. That is their mission, you know. I mean, but, you know, where is the military? You know, well, I guess they're woke now, but there needs to, you know, is there some kind of gangster squad that's going to come in and clean all this up? Or is everything just going to fall to shambles and then everybody's going to stand around and look at each other like, well, damn, we should have done something. You think? Yeah, we should have. You know, like I said, people aren't going to figure it out until the last pork chop is missing from the dinner plate and the table, the last greenback in their wallet's pulled out for whatever is needed, and the electricity's turned off. Once that happens, people are going to say, now's the time. Well, no, because you were late. Now was not the time. The time was, you know, what was it, 5 years ago? I'm ranting. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I think you're making a lot of sense. 5 years ago, yeah, I would even go back to the Clinton years. Yeah, we are going to go through unbelievable hell. How long, how severe, depends on what happens next. Steve Bannon says that the Democrats can cheat 15% on an election with the machines and the ballots. I think that's an underestimate.
Right.
I know for a fact from the work I did, and I've got some cross verification from, let's say, justice people who are not on Merrick Garland's side, that Trump actually won Maricopa County by 1 million votes. He got almost 80% of the votes in Maricopa County, which is, when you saw the turnouts for the rallies, there was one rally they had in Central Phoenix for Biden. No one showed up. I mean, no one, zero, nada.
Not even the crickets.
No, they even covered it on Fox News 10, and they said, where is everybody? The only people here are the organizers. No one showed up. Trump had rallies consistently of 20 to 30,000 people.
There's
no way that Biden won Arizona. Absolutely no way in hell. No one here who is not just a diehard Democrat believes that happened, just anecdotally, just from what they saw with their eyes. You could drive through neighborhood after neighborhood. You might see two Biden signs for every 100 Trump signs.
Right.
There's no way. But by God,
he won the election by 81 million votes, more votes than Barack Hussein Obama, and he's just the greatest guy since sliced bread.
Did you see 2,000 mules?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. DeSantis knocks it out of the park. That's amazing. I mean, how they caught them with their kind of basically their own system caught themselves, right? The security cameras and all that. But what I mean is how DeSantis, what am I saying? So 2,000 mules, how they went about that is amazing, because that is how the left would have went upon the right if it would have happened, you know, in reverse. So the people being caught in the drop boxes stuffing ballots. I mean, you want to talk about stuffing ballots. Some people stuffing like 500 of these things in one machine, and they're, you know, they're dropping them all over the concrete. You know, and then they step back and they take a picture. Well, they got to take a picture to prove, you know, that they did what they were told to do, so they got could get paid from whoever is running the top of this thing. But it's absolutely amazing. Yeah, absolutely. 2,000 Mules, that is got to be one of the greatest documentaries of all time, especially in our current modern day and age, for having the elections be stolen. You know, and for the love of God, I mean, why don't we just go back to full-on paper ballot? These Dominion voting machines, I mean, Dominion in its own right just sounds evil. You know, and then on top of what they do, like you said, you know, the Trump and Clinton election there in 2020, 2016, right? Damn, time flies. You know, when that was going on, you know, they cheated then too. But they weren't accounting for so many people coming out to vote for Donald John Trump. All that was set for Clinton to be. That was Clinton's baby. COVID-19 was going to be Clinton's baby. And God only knows where everything would have went from there on forward. I mean, you can just look at the gates of hell and then imagine Clinton in control of all that kind of stuff. And then she said she wanted to go to war with Russia. Well, of which, you know, they've accomplished that to a better part of a degree. I don't even know where I'm going with this.
No, I know where you're going with this. I'll take it one step further. I've talked to some election officials, and unfortunately it has to be off the record. But Ken Bennett hit some of this too, and who was part of the election fraudit team. And the audit was was actually the fraudit. They covered everything up. But listen to this. Dominion was given their own office in some of these centers and their own internet. And the election center directors were not given the codes to the machines. That's required by state law. This went to court, and two different courts said, you must surrender the codes. Now, the people who were ostensibly in charge of the codes were the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. They refused. They went and got a contempt ruling. Then they got a second court order from a different judge. They still refused. The attorney general said, we're going to pull all state funding for Maricopa County if you do not surrender these codes. They held a press conference where they had the criminal sheriff, Paul Pinzone, funded by George Soros to the tune of $2 million to unseat Jorah Pyle. He comes out and says, well, they gave the codes to me for safekeeping, which wasn't even believable. I mean, it's no rhyme or reason why you would do this, and they still refused. And eventually, the attorney general's ruling was ignored, so they ignored two court rulings, an attorney general's ruling, and they never surrendered the codes, because the codes, I believe, in my personal opinion, would have shown that the votes were calculated in China.
Right. I was going to say, maybe you should call China and then they'll give you the code to get into the machine.
But see, this is how lawless the Democrats are. They don't follow the law. And then you look at who the chairman of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors was at that time. It was Jack Sellers. Every major agreement between Chinese and America's sister cities, which goes all through Arizona, all the universities were part of this. The major corporations were part of this. Chinese, we love Chinese, blah, blah, blah. Jack Sellers' organization that he was one of the directors of was at the center of all of it. And he was the chairman of the County Board of Supervisors that refused to surrender the codes when ordered by three legal entities. And yet, it was a free and fair election. There was nothing wrong.
Right.
I'll give you one more thing to happen, and I want you to get your comment on this. In the fall of 2020, the Maricopa County election rolls were hacked by an external source. And the guy who was in charge at that time was Adrian Fontes, who has an interesting set of rumors about him. He's running for Secretary of State after we ousted him from the county clerk and recorder. And now he's going to be in charge of the entire state election so he can really screw them up. And so Fontes is required by law to report to every voter what happened and make a public statement. He never did that. It wasn't until his successor was sworn into office after January 20th did the public even find out there had been a breach of the voters? And then people say, okay, Dave, why is that a big deal? Well, if you're looking for all these fake ballots to go out, like my brother-in-law got 7 fake ballots, okay, from the Democrats. And, and when you look at all the ballots that went out, how would they know what names to put on it? Well, if you've got access to the voter rolls, you can see, well, Clarence Jones, made up name, he was 77 back in 1988, and he's still on the voter rolls. He's probably dead. We can safely use his name. And so this is how they started accumulating fake names on the ballots. It's really obvious. And they got people that lived at the corner of Walk and Don't Walk. Well, Liz Harris went out and she canvassed Maricopa County. She'd go to the door and say, I don't want to know how anyone voted. I want to know, are these voters at this residence? And do you know if they voted? Oh, no, this guy moved to Ohio 17 years ago. That guy's dead. No, this guy, he's in a nursing home and hasn't gone out in 3 years. And she found over 100,000 of these in just Maricopa County, going door to door. And she got so many death threats, it was unbelievable. Okay, now, John, based on these verifiable facts, many of them reported in the media, does that sound like a free and fair election that shouldn't be scrutinized or questions asked?
No, absolutely not. You know, I mean, and on top of it, like, just to add to this, if it was so free and fair and the elections were just, you know, top notch and everything, there's nothing wrong at all, don't you think the Democrats would come out and say, well, let's just prove this. Let's prove this outright. Let's do a bunch of audits and then prove that we did win this thing. They haven't done that at all.
No, they haven't.
So that goes to show, well, man, damn, we're complicit. We better not just keep our mouths shut, and hopefully if enough time, everything will pass over.
Well, all I got to say is Katie Hobbs, 12 days before the election on Channel 10 here in Phoenix, Fox News, 53%, Carrie Lake, 47%, final results 12 days before the election.
My God.
I mean, that's insane. I need to say any more?
Well, how many other states, how many other candidates is this happening right now exactly to a T?
I got one for you. Tudor Dixon's not going to win because of this in Michigan. I believe she'd beat Gretchen Whitmer, but 260,000 unvalidated, unverified ballots were mailed out last week in the state of Michigan. Unvalidated, unverified. So John Q. Public could appear 50,000 times and no one would be the wiser.
Right. You know, and then not only that, God only knows how many people that come across the border that were handed a Democratic, vote Democrat card in their little manila envelope before they were shipped further into the country. I wonder how many of them people are voting as well.
That actually is happening. Some of those flights that you've seen where they've landed in New York in the middle of the night, they actually had them vote on the plane. They had them filled out. But not using their real name. Yeah, that's something that they're trying to keep out of the media, but it's something that I keep hearing repetitively. There's no election trick that they won't pull. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. No election trick whatsoever. Well, here's one. Again, Katie Hobbs, Marxist, communist, Democratic candidate for governor. Cochise County on the border, they've had enough. They've had enough of Dominion. They've had enough of the fraud. And so they said, after the machines are done tabulating, we're going to do a hand count of the vote. And Katie Hobbs, who is the Secretary of State, said, we will sue you and bring the DOJ in to persecute you if you do this. Do I need to say any more?
No, not really. They're, talk about bought and paid for money under money in envelopes, slid under doors, and everything else in between. I mean, this is as corrupt can get.
Yeah, this is why no one should watch the media. I'll give you an example.
Right.
Channel 3 had this clown on for the morning news, and they were talking about the election, and he said, and the totally debunked and baseless claims of election fraud. Baseless? No judge would take it because of the political pressure. There wasn't one trial. Now, there was a conviction in Arizona. Hello, America. Are you listening? There was a conviction in Arizona. The mayor of San Luis, Arizona, outside of Yuma, is now in prison for stuffing ballot boxes and being part of that scheme.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, but there's no voter fraud. By the way, I don't know if you know this or not, Doug Thornton, former DHS broadcast partner of mine, he sent me a graphic from DHS. One of his sources gave it to him. And Merrick Garland issued a statement saying, people who question the election are guilty of election misinformation and disinformation and will be arrested.
Oh, to the hell with them. That's why everybody and anybody and anyone sees anything, scream it from the mountaintops. Don't be pressured by these goons to live under their boot, because that's exactly where they want you. It's under their boot.
I don't know. I mean,
my God.
To me, I don't know if the Democrats can cheat enough to win and control the Senate and the House. I mean, they're paying Mitch McConnell enough money to do this, but I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. But if they don't do it, John, this country won't look the same before the end of the year.
I agree. You're absolutely right, Dave. 110%. And I was seeing somewhere, it was an article. I wanted to cover it on my broadcast. I wasn't able to. I didn't make it in time to do it. But it was, could 45% of the non-voting Christians save this constitutional republic? And I sit back and I was thinking, 45% of people that don't vote, that are Christian, if they went to the polls that day and just cast a straight ballot for Republican, they wouldn't stand a chance. They wouldn't stand a chance whatsoever, the Democratic Party. Because they've played their hand, they've showed us their cards, and we just know how dirty they are. We can't have it. They need to go. And wherever they go after they land on their rear end outside in front of their offices and all this and that, I don't care where they go. Ilhan Omar, she can go back to Somalia. Cortez, she can go back to bartending. Ilib, I don't care where she go. These people, I don't care where they go. Just as long as they are never anywhere near the reins of power ever again, as long as they're drawing breath.
They're such losers. I mean, there's nothing impressive about them. There was a time in this country when Democrats and Republicans would fight like hell in Congress and then go out to lunch together and have a beer.
Yep.
No more.
That's right. I mean, the same. No, and it shouldn't be. And even to the point of the rhinos and the neocons. Look, people are paying attention to you guys, too. You guys are just as corrupt as the guys on the left. And we're not going to have it. America and the people and the citizenry of this country need to come together and stand against this tyranny that we all face.
What's the answer? What do you mean stand against it? What would you suggest?
Boy, I could say some things, and it probably wouldn't be very smart to say.
You'll get your door kicked in if you do. Merrick Garland's goons are coming.
Right, yeah. So, the thing is, people are waking up in the droves even more now than it was, 10 years ago, and people are aware of all of this, even to the extent that Democrats are saying, hey, man, I can't be part of this. I'm not like this. I don't hold these moral values. I mean, if that's even what they're called, moral values, that's not what they're called. But, the average good American Democrat is saying, these people are out of control. I'm not voting for any of these folks. And then they will flip sides.
But here's the problem. My estimation is 50% of the country is eating bananas and drinking Coors Light on their couch. They're ignorant. They don't want to know any different. They don't want to know any better. Yeah. And they'll vote for the last commercial they see for a candidate.
You're absolutely 110% right. This mind control. And it all comes down, they've been working on this stuff since the 1950s. I mean, I think honestly probably the 30s. But, they have perfected mind control and mass manipulation of people. And you're right. So are people even going to get up off the sofa? I doubt it. They've got everything right where they want it, right where they need it. They almost lost it. Donald Trump was some kind of an upside down card in the deck. And it's taken them some time to try and regain the momentum they had before Donald Trump, with Barack Obama, and they're not able to reestablish that. So we see them faltering, and by God, if anything, if there is a God, please, please make sure that we can hold this election to account. You know, General Thomas McInerney, I've gotten him on a few different broadcasts, and he is saying that they are already ahead of the game, the right side, and they're laying in wait to catch these people in these acts of, you know, sedition.
Yeah, but I got bad news for the general, and I'm glad to hear him say that, and I want to hear more, but here in Arizona, they've caught the people, and I've mentioned this to you, they've caught people stuffing the ballot already. It's on videotape, okay? But the media is not covering the crime. They're covering the people catching the crime like they're committing the crime.
Well, then that means the media is culpable and
they're part of the fraud. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the thing. So with anything, with any of this, so if that's what they're saying, you were saying, what was it? You were saying that they were saying that if you bitched about the, anybody bitched about the election turnout, well, by God, we can come arrest you.
Well, that's what Merrick Garland's saying here on this. Yeah. I'm looking at it on my phone, and that's exactly what the graphic says that's gone out.
So if Hillary Clinton is crying and moaning and saying, oh, is she going to get handcuffs slapped on her?
Well, she already is. She said the 2024 election is already planned to be stolen by the Republicans.
Well, I guess she just needs to be arrested then, doesn't she?
Yeah. Well, Stacey Abrams, same thing. She's never conceded from 2018. This is absurd. I love what Stacey Abrams said, though. She really exposed herself. The best way to fight inflation is to have abortion because kids are too expensive.
Oh, my God.
You didn't know she said that? That's actually what she said. I know. It makes you have your eyes roll back in your head, doesn't it?
Man, I mean, it's just hard to believe that people, that these people are just so absolutely out to get children's blood, to slaughter babies.
Yeah, well, you know how they're picked, right? This is beginning to come out now, and there's going to be more that comes out about this, but unfortunately, it won't become an election issue. Today, there's a lawsuit that's ongoing from 19 state attorney generals against BlackRock. And BlackRock is taking retirement funds, like from teachers and firemen and 401ks, and they're using that money to promote their leftist agenda with the ESG ratings. So if a corporation isn't as woke as they like, if they don't think there's 97 genders and babies are born upside down, then they'll give them a low ESG rating and that will destroy the company. And they're doing this with our money. They're also picking candidates with this money. ESG ratings, in part, were formulated by Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders people are picking candidate to run for office. Now, we know a little bit about this because this surfaced about 4 years ago when Ocasio-Cortez was elected. She was a bartender doing wet T-shirt contests, I'm not making it up, in a bar, and they found her, and the people who found her were staffers of Bernie Sanders. They recruited her. They gave her the New Green Deal, which was really an offshoot of an old failed Roosevelt plan that he rejected. And they cast her in the limelight. And they fund the hell out of these people. They also train them to run as Republicans in many cases. And then there are people like Mitch McConnell. I mean, that's how they end up. Total traitors to the Republic. In fact, actually, here's what surfaced in Arizona about Katie Hobbs. Her twin sister recruited a bunch of people to register as Republicans to vote for the election denier candidates, thinking they could overcome this with the label election denier. Project Veritas broke the story yesterday.
Wow. You know, everybody's just as desperate can be. I mean, they're clawing at anything. You know, I mean, there should be something that, you know, is a defining factor about all of this and everything. I mean, I don't know what that defining factor is, but there needs to be something that makes it so blatantly beyond obvious that people are like, yeah, they cheated, outright cheated. We can't be doing that. This wasn't a fair election. You know, there needs to be something, but I don't know what it is, Dave. I mean, maybe that's what it is. Maybe the election will be stolen this time around as well. And maybe that'll be just enough for the American people to say, you know, yeah, that didn't happen.
I don't think we have the guts to do much recourse.
I don't either.
Yeah. What I've predicted is after the smoke clears, if the Democrats officially lose, World War III, the rail strike, the natural gas running out, hell on wheels for America. And I understand they've already launched 100 lawsuits against voter fraud against the Republicans.
My God.
Like whose name appears on the ballot. This is a case in Arizona. The Republicans are listed first this year, and there's a lawsuit over that. So they're already lining up to have lawsuits if they lose the election.
Getting their ducks in a row, in other words.
Exactly. So, well, Nancy Pelosi said it best. Back in May, this played on Fox News several times, she said, if the Republicans win the midterm, we won't honor the election because they will destroy democracy. So what she's basically saying is Civil War talk.
And you are a traitor, and you will stand to be hung for such comments, Nancy.
Only in a country that has the rule of law.
Right.
Do you think we have the rule of law today?
No, well, I mean, we do, but it's awfully two-tiered.
There you go.
Rules for thee, but not for me kind of thing. Yeah.
So my personal opinion is they're going to play the violence card. I don't think the legal challenges will be enough to help them very much, but I do think that they'll put this country in such a state of chaos, we might see permanent martial law.
You know, and I think that that's exactly where they're headed with this as well. You know, I can see that happening. I pray to God not. But like you said, I mean, if the Democrats lose and are thrown out on their just absolute lying, cheating, vileness rear ends, then everything will turn back to normal. You know, turn the spigots back on, put the people back to work, have this, you know, start working again, have the factory running again. I mean, we see what they've done. I mean, look at how many factories they burned up and attacked this just over the past 7 months.
Well, the food processing plants, there's over 110 that have been destroyed since Biden came into office.
Right. So there's enough for people to need to understand, look, they're at war with you. These corrupt officials are at war with the American people.
Speak it, brother, to the choir. Remember, bananas and Coors Light, half the country on sofas.
Yep, that's right. I don't know how bananas and Coors Light would taste together, but...
I picked that on purpose.
I know, I'm just messing
around. To show how distasteful this was. But like I said, we have met the enemy and he is us, and my people perish from a lack of knowledge. And this is...
Yep, and evil persists because good men do nothing. You know, the beer and bananas kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah. See, you'll remember that today, beer and bananas. If you go to have a banana, you'll think you got to have a beer.
I need a beer at this.
Yeah, well, we can grin it and beer it, right?
Right.
I know. Sorry about that, folks. But I'm so frustrated right now, I can't even see straight. What I predict is going to happen is this. When you look at Somalia and France with immigration, Italy with immigration, and Sweden with immigration, what's happened is when a population's not represented and they're persecuted and things are really bad, they develop this enclave of no-go zone mentalities. They develop their own subculture, their own sub-economy. And I think this is what America is going to evolve into. And when it becomes big enough and enough of a problem that the government can't control the stay-and-quit mentality that I think is coming, that's when they'll declare the country to be in a state of insurrection, call in the UN, and the Chinese will come here. And you know, the Chinese are on the record. Biological weapons, extermination of American citizens. That's been well established.
Yep, and they won't think twice not to shoot you in the face. You
know, well, I don't think it'll get that far. They could care less. I think, John, that they're gonna play the biological card. Wei Fang said it in 2017. Mm-hmm. The two defense ministers before him, dating back to 2003, have said it. They plan to exterminate America, and I think this is the scenario we might be seeing. It's just, like I said, I know I'm not filled with hope, and my friend, we are out of time. I want you to tell people how they can listen to you.
Absolutely. Folks, you can catch me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the, well, let's see, at revolution.radio, freedomslips.com for the unequivocal truth, DEFCON 1, with me being your host, John Wayne.
Yeah, it's a good show. Thank you, Dave. It's a really good show. John, thanks for coming on, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Godspeed.